This is Studio A from Interlochen Public Radio.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. If you've been listening to classical IPR in the last year, you've probably heard about our guests today, the Kodak String Quartet. Today we are talking with the violist Daniel Spink. Hi.
Hi.
And the cellist Blake Kitayama. Hi.
Hello.
Kodak was our Soundgarden Project Ensemble in Residence last year and again this summer, and they recently wrapped up a residency in Glen Arbor, although that feels like a really long time ago. It was, what, only like 6 weeks or something. How was your time in Glen Arbor last month?
It was really nice. The whole town was extremely welcoming to us, and the whole town is also just made up of a ton of art galleries, which I enjoyed going around and looking at all of the art.
But we are here with you today to talk about different roles that you're playing this summer now that Soundgarden is over. You, Kodak, are the String Quartet Fellows here at Interlochen Arts Camp. Tell us a little bit about what that role is like.
So we have various responsibilities at camp. We teach private students in our individual lessons, and then we also teach the advanced chamber group and the intermediate chamber groups. So we're seeing all ages, all walks of life.
Tell us about what it's like working with those string quartet students, specifically the advanced string quartet program.
So we're really lucky. We get to work with the advanced high school string quartet program. So these are kids that have taken an extra audition in addition to their regular camp audition to be part of this string quartet program. And so there's four groups, and these are some of the most dedicated kids at the camp. I think everybody at the camp is, you know, is very amazing. But these kids are, you know, they wanted to take an extra step to study chamber music and play with each other. And so they have an extra hour every day of coachings with us, which is sometimes coachings, it's sometimes master classes, it's sometimes we teach them how to deal with performance anxiety, avoid injuries, good stage presence, improvising, kind of the whole gamut of extra stuff that we've kind of picked up along the way, as well as just the tradition of string quartet playing, which has been passed down to us from some of the amazing mentors that we've had throughout our lives.
Well, let's hear some of that string quartet playing right now from the four of you in the Kodak String Quartet in IPR Studio A. This is music of Johannes Brahms, his second quartet in A minor. We'll hear the first movement, Allegro non troppo, in Studio A.
Thank you.
The first movement, Allegro non troppo, of the string quartet number 2 in A minor by Johannes Brahms in IPR's Studio A, performed by the Kodak String Quartet. They are currently the String Quartet Fellows at Interlaken Arts Camp. I wanted to talk more about some of the things you mentioned working with the students on in the advanced string quartet programs. Now, most of these kids have probably not played chamber music or played in a quartet before.
So we coach some regular groups at the camp as well, but most of the groups, I would say almost all of the kids pretty much that we coach in the advanced quartet program actually have played in quartets before.
It didn't really used to be the case that kids got a lot of chamber experience, but it seems nowadays a lot of them are coming in having already played in some groups, just sort of having some knowledge already of ensemble playing, which is great.
This is your third summer here at Interlaken as a quartet. Do you have any kids that have come back to the program summer after summer?
Yes. So some of the kids have had it before because they've also had it in previous summers with us. We had quite a few returning years. It seems like it's kind of like a 2-year cycle about, because we had about, what would you say, most of the class or half the class was returning last year. And then those kids have all gone on and graduated and are at college now. We've actually run into a few of our former students in New York.
I wanted to ask you about, you listed several things earlier that you work with them on. You mentioned performance anxiety. Now, I know we don't have a ton of time, but can you give us all a few tips for managing our performance anxiety? Like, when we're about to talk on a radio or a podcast interview, perhaps, or play in public.
I think that's different for everyone. Blake might have some more specifics, but I usually just think about the sound now.
Well, yeah, it's so funny working with these kids and like seeing these issues that you had when you were growing up and being on the other side now and being able to look back and just sort of think that's not such a huge problem at the end of the day. And sort of just getting the students to know that we really just want to hear what they're playing and what they think about the music. And it's less about judging so much good and bad, but just like, you know, absorbing what they want to play.
People are there because they want to hear you play. And once you realize that, you'll still get nervous because you care about the music, but it will be kind of a more friendly environment. It might come out as just a little bit of extra energy in the performance rather than some kind of crippling anxiety or something.
Even like Stephen Esserles is this great interview with him where he's like, if you are a performer and you're not terrified before you go on stage, like you don't care enough about your art, you know. And it's a really stark, you know, it's a very divisive comment. But I think there's something to that, and like, you're going to be nervous because we care so much about what we do on stage, and that's just a normal part of the process.
So are you guys nervous right now? We're about to hear you play some more music, some Haydn in Studio A. Or are we like not?
My
no
teeth
pressure.
Are chattering.
That's a trade. That's a trade secret.
Okay, because I am gonna judge every note that comes out of your instruments during this recording we're about to hear. This is the fourth and final movement, Presto Scherzando, from the String Quartet, Opus 20, Number 4 in D Major by Franz Joseph Haydn.
Thank you.
We're in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. We just heard the fourth and final movement of Haydn's Opus 20, number 4, string quartet in D major, performed by the Kodak Quartet. They're currently the string quartet fellows in residence at Interlochen Arts Camp. We're talking with violist Daniel Spink and cellist Blake Kitayama. Now, you as a quartet have played in all kinds of places this summer. In IPR Soundgarden project, you played in galleries and parks and playgrounds. You played in our Classical Happy Hour series at the Little Fleet in Traverse City, but you've got some more formal recitals coming up in the chapel at Interlochen and the Music House Museum in Williamsburg. For either of you, is there a particular type of space or context that you prefer playing in?
It is. It's always really nice to play in a beautiful air-conditioned hall with people that are listening, but I also really do appreciate going out and, you know, meeting people and you know, and sharing music in a different context. It also makes people feel more comfortable, maybe to even come into that first place. So I've really enjoyed, especially up here with the nice weather in Michigan. I always tell the guys, I always look forward to coming to Michigan in the summers.
Most memorable. I think for me, the most memorable this summer is we played a pontoon concert. And so we were on one pontoon. There were some people who had pulled over on the side of the road. And there was another pontoon. There were people listening. And that was a very interesting and memorable.
And your preference for air conditioning is just because of tuning, right?
And slipping all around the instrument if you're sweating too much.
Yes. Also, yeah. Edgar and I are very perspire quite a bit on stage. So
air conditioning is preferred. The members of the Kodak String Quartet are currently the String Quartet Fellows at Interlochen Arts Camp. They are giving a recital here on Interlochen's campus on July 23rd, and then another recital at the Music House Museum in Williamsburg on Saturday, August 2nd. We've got the details at classicalipr.org. Daniel, Blake, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Jack Connors. We had additional support from Gracie Westergaard and Scott Clemens. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.
Studio A is a production of Interlochen Public Radio, part of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Learn more at interlochenpublicradio.org.